يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who have believed, do not say راعنا, meaning to Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, but instead say انظرنا, and listen attentively. And for the disbelievers is a painful punishment. You see, the Sahaba over here are taught the etiquettes of a gathering. That when you are sitting in the company of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and you wish for him to repeat something for you, then do not say ra'ina. Use a better word. The word ra'ina was actually misused by the people of the book. They would say to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, ra'ina instead of ra'ina. They would mispronounce it. Why? Because ra'ina means our shepherd. So they would say that in order to make fun of him. And their inner animosity would come out like this. It would surface like this in cheap ways. So people who behave like this, there's no need to waste your time arguing with them. Simply change your ways. And there are certain people who like to tease you, who like to belittle you, who like to shame you or pick fights with you on every little thing. So don't waste your time fighting them. Simply avoid conflict. What a beautiful lesson we have been taught over here. Neither those who disbelieve from the people of the scripture nor the polytheists wish that any good should be sent down to you from your Lord. But Allah selects for His mercy whom He wills, and Allah is the possessor of great bounty. We do not abrogate a verse or cause it to be forgotten, except that we bring forth one that is better than it or similar to it. أَلَمْ تَعْلَمْ أَنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. Do you not know that Allah is over all things competent? أَلَمْ تَعْلَمْ أَنَّ اللَّهَ لَهُ مُلْكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Do you not know that to Allah belongs the dominion of the heavens and the earth, and that you have not besides Allah مِنْ وَلِيٍ وَلَا نَصِيرٍ any protector or any helper? Or do you, O believers, intend to ask your messenger as Musa was asked before? Are you going to treat your prophet the way the Bani Israel treated theirs? And whoever exchanges faith for disbelief has certainly strayed from the soundness of the way. Many of the people of the scripture wish they could turn you back to disbelief after you have believed. Why? Out of envy from themselves, even after the truth has become clear to them. So pardon and overlook until Allah delivers His command. How beautiful. Indeed, Allah is over all things competent. وَأَقِيمُ الصَّلَاةِ وَآتُ الزَّكَاةِ and establish prayer and give zakat. That's it? No. وَمَا تُقَدِّمُوا لِأَنفُسِكُم مِّن خَيْرٍ and whatever good you put forward for yourselves. تَجِدُوهُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ you will find it with Allah. Meaning every little and big deed that you do for the sake of Allah, you will find it with Him. Indeed, Allah of what you do is seeing. You see, sometimes we think that as long as we have prayed our salah and we have given our zakat, that's enough. Then there's nothing else that we need to do. We think that's the maximum good that we can do. And then we are free to do whatever we want. We can indulge in the world and pursue our desires. And yes, Ini, as long as it's permissible, it is fine. But remember that there is no limit to the good that you can do. The door to good is vast. Any good deed you do, big or small, whether it is internal or external, in the heart or on the body, private or public, in word or in action, any deed that Allah loves and approves of, then we should be eager to do it. The believer is eager for khayr. وَمَا تُقَدِّمُوا لِأَنفُسِكُم مِّن خَيْرٍ تَجِدُوهُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ. Sometimes we look at other people and we say, oh, they're not doing much, so why should I bother? No, our example should be السَّابِقُونَ, those who are ahead of us, not those who are lingering behind. And they say, none will enter paradise except one who is a Jew or, according to Christians, a Christian. Allah says, that is merely their wishful thinking, that they assume that they're upon the truth, that they are the ones who are going to paradise. Say, produce your proof if you should be truthful. This problem is also common in many Muslims. There are so many sectarian divisions and these labels that we give one another and to ourselves, and then we declare people to be jannati or jahannami and things like that. Allah says, Bala, man aslama wajhahu lillah. Yes, on the contrary, who is it that will be saved? Whoever submits his face in Islam to Allah. Labbaik, my Lord, you commanded me, I will surrender to you. Man aslama wajhahu lillah, labbaik Allahumma labbaik, wa huwa muhsin, while being a doer of good, falahu ajruhu inda rabbih. So he will have his reward with his Lord. وَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. And no fear will there be concerning them, nor will they grieve. It is such people who will be free of worries, who will be free of fear. So what is the lesson in this ayah? That we must have ikhlas. We must be sincere to Allah. And we must have ihsan. We must be excellent. Do the best that we can in worshipping and obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Jews say, the Christians have nothing true to stand on. And the Christians say, the Jews have nothing to stand on. Although they both recite the same scripture. Thus, the polytheists speak the same as their words. But Allah will judge between them on the day of resurrection concerning that over which they used to differ. So it's important that instead of basing our lives on whims and assumptions, we should learn what Allah really wants us to do. وَمَنْ أَظْلَمُ مِمَّنْ مَنَعَ مَسَاجِدَ اللَّهِ. And who are more unjust than those who prevent the name of Allah from being mentioned in his mosques? They prevent the name of Allah from being mentioned in his mosques and strive toward their destruction. They cause disturbance in the masjid. Bloodshed, noise, fighting, fasad, all of these are serious crimes. It is not allowed for them to enter them except in fear. For them in this world is disgrace. Why? Because they turned their places of worship into crime scenes. So for them is disgrace in the world, and they will have in the hereafter a great punishment. Remember, causing fasad, disturbing the peace of any place is wrong, but disturbing the peace of the masjid is worse. And remember that the masjid is for Allah. It should be used to elevate his name. So we should all be careful and refrain from doing things that cause people to run away from the masjid. And also we see over here that such people, for them is humiliation in the world and a great punishment in the hereafter. So we should ask Allah to protect us from disgrace in the world and punishment in the hereafter. Allahumma ahsin aqibatana fil umuri kulliha wa ajirna min khizy ad-dunya wa adhab al-akhirah. وَلِلَّهِ الْمَشْرِقُ وَالْمَغْرِبُ. And to Allah belongs the East and the West. So wherever you might turn, there is the face of Allah. Indeed, Allah is all-encompassing and knowing. They say, Allah has taken a son. Exalted is He, Subhanahu. To Him belongs whatever is in the heavens and the earth. All are devoutly obedient to Him. Everything obeys Allah. Ask yourself, what do I do? The fact is that He is originator of the heavens and the earth. When He decrees a matter, He only says to it, be, and it is. This is Allah's power. Those who do not know say, why does Allah not speak to us, or there come to us a sign? Thus spoke those before them like their words. Their hearts resemble each other. We have shown clearly the signs to a people who are certain in faith. Inna arsalnaka bilhaq, bashiran wa nadhiran. Indeed, we have sent to you, O Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, with the truth as a bringer of good tidings and a warner. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave good news to those who obey Allah, and he gave warning to those who disobey. Why? To threaten them? To shame them? No, in order to help them stop their wrongdoing. And you will not be asked about the companions of hellfire. And the fact is that never will the Jews or the Christians approve of you. They will never approve of your religion, of your law, of your way, of your prophethood, of your book, until you follow their religion. Say, indeed, the guidance of Allah is the only guidance. قُلْ إِنَّ هُدَى اللَّهِ هُوَ الْهُدَى. If a person wants to be guided, then they have to follow the guidance of Allah. If you were to follow their desires after what has come to you of knowledge, you would have against Allah no protector or helper. So after gaining knowledge, one should not follow the desires of people or the desires of the nafs. And Nu'man ibn Bashir said that shaitan has snares and traps. The traps of shaitan, they are to exult ungratefully in the blessings of Allah, to boast about the gifts of Allah, to have pride at the expense of the slaves of Allah, and to follow desire for other than the sake of Allah. Meaning instead of obeying Allah, when a person follows their desire, then such a person has actually been caught in the trap of shaitan. So they must do something to set themselves free. الَّذِينَ آتَيْنَاهُمُ الْكِتَابِ Those to whom we have given the book. يَتْلُونَهُ حَقَّ تِلَاوَتِهِ They recite it with its true recital. أُولَٰئِكَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِهِ They are the ones who truly believe in it. And whoever disbelieves in it, it is they who are the losers. Tilawa of the book, recitation of the book, not just mere recitation, but haqq of tilawa. What is haqq of tilawa? To recite it with true recital. It is not just to recite it with perfect tajweed or with beautiful voice, but it is to declare the lawful of the Quran as lawful and the unlawful as unlawful. It is to believe in its muhkam and the mutashabih, to believe in all of the contents of the Qur'an. And it is to follow the muhkam, meaning the commands that the Qur'an gives, then a person should follow them. When they do that, then they're truly reciting the book. O children of Israel, remember my favor, which I have bestowed upon you, and that I preferred you over the worlds. And fear a day when no soul will suffice for another soul at all, and no compensation will be accepted from it, nor will any intercession benefit it, nor will they be aided. Do something for yourself before that day. وَإِذِ ابْتَلَى إِبْرَاهِيمَ رَبُّهُ بِكَلِمَاتٍ فَأَتَمَّهُنْ And mention when Ibrahim was tried by his Lord with commands, and he fulfilled them. Allah said, Indeed, I will make you a leader for the people. The one who passes the test is worthy of leadership. Ibrahim said, Is this also for my descendants? Allah said, My covenant does not include the wrongdoers. So this leadership is not inherited. And mention when we made the house a place of return for the people, the Kaaba, and a place of security. And take, O believers, from the standing place of Ibrahim, a place of prayer. And we charged Ibrahim and Ismail, saying, Purify my house, clean the Kaaba, for those who perform tawaf, and those who are staying there for worship, and those who bow and prostrate in prayer. We learn in this ayah, that the Kaaba is mathabatan linnas, a place of return for the people. May Allah allow us to return to His house again and again. And mention when Ibrahim said, My Lord, make this a secure city and provide its people with fruits. Whoever of them believes in Allah and the last day. Allah said, And whoever disbelieves, I will grant him enjoyment for a little, meaning in this life. Then I will force him to the punishment of the fire. And wretched is the destination. And mention when Ibrahim was raising the foundations of the house, and with him Ismail, both father and son, worshipping Allah, building his house, saying, رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا Our Lord, accept this from us. إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ Indeed, you are the hearing, the knowing. They were building the house of Allah, the Kaaba. And still they were calling upon him. And what were they saying? Allah, accept this from us. The believer is concerned about the acceptance of their deeds, not just performance. This is their wish that, Ya Allah, please accept this. And this was the humility of these great prophets. And we should also be humble that no matter what we do, we should beg Allah to accept our deeds. We should not take it for granted, nor should we boast about our deeds or consider that we are doing Allah a favor by doing something. No, this is Allah's favor on us. رَبَّنَا وَجَعَلْنَا مُسْلِمَيْنِ لَكْ ومن ذريتنا أمة مسلمة لك. Our Lord, and make us Muslims in submission to you, and from our descendants a Muslim nation in submission to you. وأرنا مناسكنا, and show us our rites, our ways of worship. وتب علينا, and accept our repentance. إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. Indeed, you are the accepting of repentance, the merciful. More du'as of Ibrahim and Ismail. Look at their du'as, that, oh Allah, we are constructing this building, but you also give us the ability to worship you. You see, sometimes we participate in the building of mosques and in the various activities and services that are offered at the mosque. But what about worship? What about worship? Ibrahim alayhi salam said, وَأَرِنَا مَنَاسِكَنَا. Show us our ways of worship, meaning enable us to worship you also. It is not enough to just have a masjid. It is important to worship Allah. And remember that just because we're not able to go to the masjid these days, it doesn't mean that we stop worshiping Allah. We should busy ourselves in making dua, in making dhikr, and especially tawbah. Ibrahim alayhi salam was making du'as over here. And his du'as were not just for himself or for the people of his time, but he was also making du'a for the people to come. He was truly a visionary. What was he praying for? He said, رَبَّنَا وَبَعَثْ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا. Our Lord, and send among them, meaning my progeny, the people who will live in this land, the people who will come in the future, send among them a messenger from themselves. What will he do? يَتْلُوا عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِكَ. Who will recite to them your verses. وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةَ. And he will teach them the book and the wisdom. وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ. And he will purify them. إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. Indeed, you are the exalted in might, the wise. Look at the concern that Ibrahim a.s. had for his descendants. That, O Allah, send them a prophet who will recite your book to them, who will teach them your book, who will teach them wisdom, who will purify them from the inside and the outside, who will make them better people. Think about it. What du'as do we make for our children, even if we don't have children right now? But what du'as do we make for our future generations? Then what should they get? What is it that we pray for our children? Then what should they get in our lives and even after our lives? Typically, we pray for their marriage, we pray for their education, we pray for their wealth and their health. What about their deen? We should pray for both. رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً. And Ibrahim alayhi salam also prayed for both. He said, provide them of fruits, give them food, give them sustenance. But he wanted not just worldly sustenance, not just physical sustenance. He wanted spiritual sustenance, because the real life is the life of the heart. So we need to think, are we concerned for the religious education of our children, their spiritual development, as we are for their physical and worldly development? We are concerned about their physical health. What about their spiritual health? We are concerned about their worldly education. What about their religious education? Why are we concerned only about this life? We should be concerned about this life and the eternity, the afterlife. وَمَنْ يَرْغَبُ عَنْ مِلَّةِ إِبْرَاهِيمٍ إِلَّا مَنْ سَفِهَ نَفْسَهُ. And who would be averse to the religion of Ibrahim except one who makes a fool of himself? Who would be averse to the way of Ibrahim except someone who is a fool? Meaning, they're only pursuing the world. And we had chosen Ibrahim in this world, and indeed he in the hereafter will be among the righteous. What is so special about Ibrahim? What was the way of Ibrahim? إِذْ قَالَ لَهُ رَبُّهُ أَسْلِمْ. When his Lord said to him, submit. قَالَ أَسْلَمْتُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. He said, I have submitted to the Lord of the worlds. And Ibrahim instructed his sons to do the same. And so did Yaqub. What did they say? They said, O my sons, indeed, Allah has chosen for you this religion, so do not die except while you are Muslims. How important is this dua for us also? That we pray for the Islam of our children. And we also make them promise. We teach them. We prepare them that you must guard your faith. We teach them that without Islam, there is no salvation. So they should worship Allah until the very end of their lives. Or were you witnesses when death approached Yaqub, meaning he was at his last breaths, when he said to his sons, "What will you worship after me?" And we need to think, have we ever asked our children the same question? What is it that you worship? What is it that you will worship for the rest of your lives? They said, "We will worship your God and the God of your fathers, Ibrahim and Ismail and Ishaq, one God, and we are Muslims in submission to him." Ibrahim alayhi salam said, "Aslamtu li Rabbil Alameen." And his children, his grandchildren also said, "Nahnu lahu Muslimoon." Allah says, "Tilka ummatun qad khalat." That was a nation which has passed on. "Laha ma kasabat wa lakum ma kasabtum." It will have the consequence of what it earned, and you will have what you have earned. Each person will be compensated for what they did, and you will not be asked about what they used to do. And this is something we need to reflect over also. Our elders have gone with their deeds. They gathered their righteous deeds and left at their time. So we should not settle with just pride over their accomplishments, that we are their children, that we are their grandchildren. They will have their own deeds. We need to do something for ourselves. They say, be Jews or Christians so you will be guided. Just as many people claim today, join this group, join this sect, and only then you will be guided. قُلْ بَلْ مِلَّةَ إِبْرَاهِيمِ. Say, rather we follow the religion of Ibrahim, inclining towards truth, and he was not of the mushrikeen. قُولُوا آمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ. قُولُوا, all of you should say, آمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ, we have believed in Allah. وَمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْنَا, and we have believed in what has been revealed to us. وَمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَىٰ إِبْرَاهِيمِ, and what was revealed to Ibrahim, wa Ismail, wa Ishaq, wa Yaqub, wal Asbat, and what was revealed to Ismail and Ishaq and Yaqub and the descendants, meaning the prophets from among the Bani Israel. Wa ma utiya Musa wa Isa, and we believe in what was given to Musa and Isa. Wa ma utiya nabiyyuna min rabbihim, and we believe in whatever was given to the prophets from their Lord. La nufarriqu bayna ahadin minhum, we make no distinction between any of them. We believe in all of them. We honor all of them. وَنَحْنُ لَهُ مُسْلِمُونَ, and we are Muslims in submission to him, to Allah alone. So Muslims believe in all of the prophets of Allah, in all revelation that Allah sent down. And this is what perfects the religion. Because remember, denying even one prophet is like denying all of them. In a hadith in Sahih Muslim, Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu reported that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam would recite this ayah in the first rak'ah of the sunnah prayers of Fajr. So we should also memorize this ayah and recite it in salah. قُولُوا آمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ وَمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْنَا وَمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَىٰ إِبْرَاهِيمِ وَإِسْمَعِيلِ وَإِسْحَاقِ وَيَعْقُوبِ وَالْأَسْبَاطِ وَمَا أُوتِيَ مُوسَى وَعِيسَى وَمَا أُوتِيَ النَّبِيُّونَ مِنْ رَبِّهِمْ لَا نُفَرِّقُ بَيْنَ أَحَدٍ مِّنْهُمْ وَنَحْنُ لَهُ مُسْلِمُونَ. So if they believe in the same as you believe in, meaning if the rest of the people believe in the same way as the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam believed, then they have been rightly guided. But if they turn away, they're only in dissension. And Allah will be sufficient for you against them. فَسَيَكْفِيكَهُمُ اللَّهُ. Allah will be sufficient for you against them. So don't fear them. وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ, and he is the hearing, the knowing. صِبْغَةَ اللَّهُ, and say, ours is the color of Allah. The color of Allah? Yes, this refers to the religion of Allah, meaning this is what we adopt, and you should also adopt that. Why? Because وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ مِنَ اللَّهِ صِبْغَةً, and who is better than Allah in ordaining religion? Whose religion could be best? وَنَحْنُ لَهُ عَابِدُونَ, and we are worshippers of him. You see, the religion should become such a part of our lives. It should become our identity. That is something constant, no matter where we go, no matter what we are going through. Just like when a cloth is dyed with a certain color, that color becomes its identity. And so the religion of Allah, worshipping Allah alone, should become our identity. Say, O Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, do you argue with us about Allah while He is our Lord and your Lord? For us are our deeds and for you are your deeds, and we are sincere to Him. Or do you say that Ibrahim and Ismail and Ishaq and Yaqub and the descendants were Jews or Christians? Meaning, did they belong to a group like this? Did they carry all these labels? Say, are you more knowing or is Allah? And who is more unjust than one who conceals a testimony he has from Allah? And Allah is not unaware of what you do. Tilka ummatun qad khalat. That is a nation which has passed on. Laha ma kasabat wa lakum ma kasabtum. It will have the consequence of what it earned, and you will have what you earned. Wa la tus'aluna amma kanu ya'malun. And you will not be asked about what they used to do. This ayah has been repeated again. Why? So that a person does not rely on the accomplishments of others, on the good deeds of other people, that my parents, my ancestors were very righteous, that we are from the ummah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Yes, this is something to be proud of, but not something to rely upon. Each person is responsible for what they do, and each person will get what they have earned. No bearer of burden will bear the burden of another, and each person will get the result of their own deeds. No one will be questioned about the deeds of another. And on the Day of Judgment, no person's lineage, no person's kin will benefit them. So we all need to take our lives seriously. We all need to prepare for the day that we will meet Allah, Malik Yawmiddin. And for that, we have to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for help. إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. You alone we worship, you alone we ask for help. So, اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. Ya Allah, guide us to the straight path. Guide us to the knowledge that is beneficial, and guide us to the actions that will be pleasing to you. I would encourage you to think about three action points that you can take from what we discussed today, so that inshallah, as you record them for yourself, you will have something that you can look back on, and you know, you can remind yourself of it, so that you can keep these gems with you and share them with others also.
Sister Tamia, there are a few questions.
Sure, inshallah, we have some time. Go ahead.
Someone asked that how often should we recite Surah Al-Baqarah to get these benefits?
Well, this is something that should be done regularly. So even if you know a person is not able to recite all of Surah Al-Baqarah every day, then at least some of it. So perhaps you can make it a habit to recite the beginning verses of Surah Al-Baqarah in your salah, maybe the last few verses of Surah Al-Baqarah at another time during the day. But you know, this should be something consistent. And if you are unable to recite yourself, perhaps you can play the recitation. But Surah Al-Baqarah, it should be recited in the house on a more regular basis. Not that we only recite it in the month of Ramadan.
And then, how was Iblis able to slip into heaven to misguide Adam alayhi salam?
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allowed that in order to show Adam alayhi salam that this is your enemy, and recognize the ways in which he will try to trap you. And you have to avoid his waswasa and not believe in his lies. So what happened in Jannah was more like an experience that would guide Adam alayhi salam for the rest of his life, and something that we can also benefit from, because it summarizes the nature of this life, the nature of the test that we are in.
There's one question about fasting. Her husband is sick and she said, I'm concerned he should fast or he should not.
Well, if a person is sick, then they're allowed to not fast, and inshallah they can make up their fasts later on, unless the illness is terminal or it is such that it prevents them from fasting on a permanent basis. And in that case, they should give the fidya.
What is Islamically recommended amount of sleep?
It depends on your need and your body. Every person is different. But excessive sleep, yani once in a while if a person sleeps in, it's okay. But excessive sleep, that a major portion of a person's life goes in sleeping, and sleeping even when a person does not need that sleep, then that is unhealthy.
Sister Tamia, are you using Sahih International Translation
Yes, I am.
Okay, yes. Because we are showing the same on slide. Some people are asking about which translation is being used.
Yeah, it is the translation of Sahih International.
Will the kafirun get the punishment in their lives too?
Well, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives a person some hardship in this life, then that is to help them, you know, wake up and think about their situation and remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if a person, as a result of that hardship, turns back to Allah, thinks about Allah, whether it is that they start to believe in Allah and worship Him or become a better Muslim, then that hardship was not really a punishment. But the person who does not learn from these experiences and does not humble themselves before Allah, then for them such hardships do become punishment.
The Bani Israel disbelieved Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam because he was an Arab. So where were the Bani Israel from?
The Bani Israel were from the descendants of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Basically, the Bani Israel were the children of Yaqub alayhi salam. Yaqub alayhi salam was the son of Ishaq alayhi salam. And Ibrahim alayhi salam had two sons, Ishaq and Ismail. So from the descendants of Ishaq alayhi salam were the Bani Israel, and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam was from the descendants of Ismail alayhi salam. And so there was this rivalry or jealousy, and especially the Bani Israel, because all of the prophets before Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam had come from them, they believed themselves to be superior and they believed themselves to be worthy of this privilege of having the last messenger from among them. So this is what caused them to become jealous and angry when the last prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam was not from among them.
Can you recommend me an authentic book on seerah to read during Ramadan?
There's many books out there. You could start with When the Moon Split. It's a very easy read, alhamdulillah, and it's inshallah something that you should be able to finish in the month of Ramadan.
How to be patient when dealing with a person like rock? It's hard and heartbreaking.
Just be patient and watch your behavior, because that is the only thing that you have control over. And remember that khair, good behavior, is something that breeds good behavior. So keep giving and keep doing your best and keep praying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and sooner or later Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you relief. Inshallah, we will conclude over here. Jazakumullahu khayran. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.